welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen. With me today is the woman who knows how to set personal boundaries, Alex Standy.
This is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today.
And oh my God, she is just covered with rainbow. I mean, she's got every color you could possibly imagine.
In my hair, it's on my clothes. Ooh, mic went down.
So it's like it's dripping off your head is what you're saying.
Yes.
No, that's not the real explanation. Alex is now a married lady and she and Kenny went off on honeymoon. And they did a really interesting honeymoon because they live in Hyannis, Massachusetts, which is right on Cape Cod. And they did a Cape Cod honeymoon. I mean, I never would have predicted that one.
We did a staycation.
A staycation. That's right. Yes. Yeah. And of course, all that color on your t-shirt or is that a sweatshirt? I guess it's a sweatshirt.
It's a hoodie. Yes.
The hoodie. Yeah. Is because you went to P-Town.
Yes. For the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of P-Town? P-Town's a crazy town.
P-Town was great. I had such a good time. So like you park, first of all, parking is like $20, but it's the same
walking, yes.
So whatever. So we parked and then we were walking up and down the streets. It wasn't too busy that day. It was like 70 degrees out. It was great. We ate at the Lobster Pot. I had a $32 salad. And the food was good. And what else did we do? We did all the stores on Commercial Street. We took a tour with the lady in the red dress.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Cool. So we got to learn some history of P-Town and where all the buildings came from and who did what. And P-Town was founded on slavery and then coveted by artists. And that's why it is the way it is now. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I got a little education on my vacation. Mm-hmm. And then we found a dispensary that had just opened. So. Uh-huh. Yes, good times had by all.
Very good. Very good. Now, I got to ask you, I know that from my own experience, when Louise and I have gone to P-Town, we've been there a few times. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting experience walking down the street, especially if there are a number of people around, because it's a gay transgender community.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. I find it to be very interesting to be checked out by a variety of people. Let's put it that way. it's quite the experience. I had never experienced that before. I was just wondering what you thought about. Did you experience that? What was it like from your perspective? You didn't get that at all.
Didn't get that. But you're also 6'8", so there's other reasons that people are looking at you.
This is true. But I get that anywhere. This is different.
Felt different because you're in P-Town.
Well, no. It felt different because of how I was being checked out. Let's be perfectly honest about this. Because it's very overt and very clear and it's friendly. I mean, it's not like you're being threatened or anything like
that.
Yeah. It's just, whoa, okay. Yeah. I know where I am now.
it's like being carded.
Kind of.
Yeah. Kind it's of. Flattering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Semi.
I mean, I get hit on by lesbians all the time. So it's like, I understand the uncomfortability and the flattering part of it. So it's like, thank you. Good. Yeah. I'm good though.
Exactly. Well, you know, you take one with the other, the good with the bad. They kind of go together on that one, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all good really. But so you did P-Town. Where else did you go?
That's it. We just chilled. We thought we were going to do all these places. And then like after the wedding, we were like, okay, why don't we do the water park one more time for a day? And we'll hang out in front of the fireplace and eat dinner. And then the next day we went to P-Town. And then the day after we were like, nah, we're just going to hang out again. So yeah,
cool.
mostly water park, arcade and P-Town. Those are the three things we did.
All right. Well, hey, at least you went to the other end of the Cape. That's really good because Hyannis is pretty much at one end. P-Town, definitely at the other end.
I finally made it to the tip of the Cape. Yep.
You made it to the tip. Absolutely. Yeah. You even got past the National Seashore. I mean, that's a milestone.
To the National Seashore. That's where, that's near where we go camping.
But this was like beyond it. That's my point. You got further up the Cape.
The National Seashore is actually the furthest down I've gotten.
It was. Okay. All right. So we broke through. That's cool.
Broke through to the other side.
So the other question I've got to ask you, and by the way, thank you for inviting Louise and me to the wedding. We were very much glad to be there. Enjoyed it. I got to ask you the question that my mom asked me right after Louise and I got married.
Okay.
So how does it feel to be Mrs. Standy?
No different.
No different.
Same bitch, different day. It is kind of cool. I did enjoy at midnight, the night of our wedding, we were all hanging out. Everyone came back to our room, apparently. So we were all hanging out and he was like, hey, no, he didn't say anything. I got an alert that he had already changed our status to married.
Oh,
and okay. So I was like, oh, I get to change my name. So that was the cool part. Then I realized I got to change my name on everything. So
yeah, it's that too.
Instagram, TikTok, all of it, everything. Yahoo, all of it.
Not to mention all the offline things, you know, like banks and important things like that, you know.
Where that's holding everything up. So with the the storm is like nowhere has power. So we haven't been able to go to town hall. Yeah, we haven't been able to do anything. Courthouse, nothing. Nothing. So Social Security office, nothing's open.
Yeah, so listeners who aren't in the Northeast, there was a big, what we call a nor'easter that came through. It was a nor'easter. It was a snowless nor'easter, but they dumped a couple of 3 inches. Yeah, they're a lot cleaner. Yeah, easier to pick up the mess afterward. Mm-hmm. But 2 to 3 inches of rain is about the equivalent of probably, 9 to 12 inches of snow. So, it's significant. Let's put it that way. Did you get any flooding? Because there was quite a bit of flooding around.
Not specifically me and my beaches, but like a Sandwich. I know they're like in a valley a little bit. So they do get a lot of flooding.
Yeah.
But nothing near me. The waves weren't as big as they were predicting. So
which
nothing
is a good thing.
Over the wall. Yeah. Yeah.
Still a lot of people are without power. We were talking about that before the show. Mm-hmm. And that's just not just in your section. There's throughout Massachusetts, the large portions of Vermont and Connecticut and so forth, all experiencing outages. So I'm really glad. We're all glad that you guys are not experiencing that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing a show right now. Not easily, anyway.
No.
So, all right. So now that you're a fully accredited member of the married kingdom. So I know it doesn't really feel different, but how do you feel about it right now? How do you feel? Do you feel any different or do you feel a sameness? The reason I ask is after Louise and I got married, it didn't feel any different at first, but then it started to seep in. And I'm wondering if any of it has kind of seeped in.
Yeah, it's starting to seep little things like Kenny was saying to one of his friends the other day, because he didn't want to do something or he didn't want to go somewhere. And instead of saying, he was like, oh, I'll have to ask my girl. He upgraded me to, hold on, I got to ask my wife. And he was like, oh, so I can't go. My wife said no. So, so now that's our whole thing. I was like, anytime you want to do something, Kenny, just be like, yo, your wife said no.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you set the ground rules. That's good. I mean, you're all about the boundaries. That's fair, you know.
And then I switched it up on him. I was like, he was like, can you pick something up or can you do this? And I was like, my husband said no, I can't. Yeah. So but being able to use husband and wife in not like a, urban girlfriend, boyfriend type of way definitely feels different.
Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah. It hits different. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. It's a really good feeling. And it probably is a little bit early, but I think probably in the next month or two, it's really going to start to dawn on you just how significantly your life has changed for the better. Because you now start to think about everything differently.
I think I was already thinking that way, but we'll see. We'll see in a month. Check in with me in a month. Yeah.
Well, because you're right. There's like that transition period. You know, you're engaged. You know, you're getting ready for it and so forth. So you're already in the process of making that shift. But like when I look back on my experience now, bear in mind before Louise and I met, which was a year before we got married, before that I had like 20 years of really, really bad situations with relationships.
Uh-huh.
You know, Louise was the first really good relationship I had. And once I found it, I was there. But the point is, I had this long history of being used to being single and thinking of myself as single and thinking of myself as someone who is always going to be single. And now that whole picture had shifted dramatically. And it felt really, really good. It felt like, you know, a warm, fuzzy sweater. It felt just so comfortable.
See, I think that's where we're different, because Kenny and I always knew we wanted to be married. We just didn't know it was to each other until we met. So he was the type of person that was never single. So he was always in a relationship and making it work, whether it worked or not, you know, type. And then I was just like, I can be single, I could be in a relationship, but I do eventually want to get married. Like, that's my end goal. So having that mindset going into the relationship, I think, and then getting engaged so quickly and then quarantining for the entire engagement.
Right. That was unique, I have to say. That doesn't happen too often in engagements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was, I think that, and then everything we had to go through after quarantine and all that stuff, it was just, we've had some trying times, and I think we've proven to each other that we're not going anywhere. So,
which is part of that warm, fuzzy sweater that I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's the part that feels so, it does amazing things for your confidence, first of all.
Yes, it does. The security. Yes.
It's a security. For me, it's more than a security. For me, it's a feeling of anticipation. Like, life is about to get a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not that it was bad before, just it's about to get a whole lot better.
Yeah, it's just like everything's got a shiny new coat of paint on it.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. Right.
Yeah.
Everything just feels, feels really, really good. So
yeah.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. let's talk a little bit about where you were at. I'm going to go back a few years to where you were getting frustrated with people in the dating world.
I'm still frustrated now just reading other people's pain. I'm like, ooh, child, is this what's out here in 2021? I'm so glad. So glad.
But it's an important point because, first of all, a lot of people are dealing with that situation. Second of all, that situation has an impact on your thought process, on your emotional state, on your mental state. And I mean, I remember the conversations where you would express your frustration with stuff that was going on. You knew at least theoretically it was possible to have that kind of relationship, but you almost get to the point where you're at your wit's end.
Yeah, I was at my wit's end
until
we did that interview with Paula Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, I'll give it one more try.
I don't know, guys.
And then it was funny because Paulette had commented on my change status and she was like, congratulations. And I was all because of you.
Beautiful. I love that. Paulette, I'm sure, loves that too.
Yeah, she did.
she's that kind of person. But that state is still, it's a tough state of mind to break out of. And you had to break out of it. Because if you had just stayed in that vibration, it wouldn't have worked out the way it did.
It wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. I changed my whole outlook on everything. I forget who we were talking to. We spoke with someone and it made me realize, like, my whole outlook is attracting the wrong type of things. So like on my profile, I was like, I don't want this. I don't want that. If you like cats, I don't want to talk to you. If you smoke, I don't want to talk, you know, and instead, so I switched it around. I was like, what I would like is this. And what I'm looking for is this. And that changed my whole perspective and it changed the way people were approaching me.
Absolutely. Cause now you have a new vibration out there. So the new vibration has to be met with a new vibration.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's a big deal. So you are now in the position of being able to teach people, to coach people how to make that shift. Cause you've been there. You know that girl, right?
Yeah. I was there. It was me.
If I remember correctly, didn't you and Kenny meet through the new Facebook system?
Facebook dating. Yep.
You did. Yeah. Yep. Okay. And you were one of the first people on the Facebook dating system, if I remember right.
Yep.
And how long did it take before you guys connected?
A week.
Now, is that a week after you shifted all of your requirements?
Yes.
It is.
Yes, it was.
So
a week
it was
after.
Quick.
So when I started the Facebook dating profile, that's when I switched everything around, and I was like, you know, and I want this to be different from my Bumble profile because I'm gonna try something new and see what happens. And within that week, it was serendipitous because then he got in a fight with somebody and ended up at his mother's house, who happens to be down the street. So that's within my parameters of like my 10-mile radius that I was willing to date in. And we happened to swipe on the same day.
That is cool. That's really, really cool. I love that. And I love how it shows the speed.
Yeah, of which it can happen once you're in the right vibration.
It happens, but you have to get in that right vibration first. Yeah. But once you do, things happen quickly.
Yeah.
And the relationship built quickly.
Very quickly. Very, very quickly. We were, let me see, we were officially dating the day after we met.
That's quick.
The I love yous came probably 2 weeks in. We were engaged 3 months in. And here we are 2 years later.
So that is really great. That's yep. That's going to be a sort of a source of inspiration for other people. Because like you said, you were inspired by what Paulette Sherman had to say. Mm-hmm. Other people are now going to be inspired by what you have to say, because you've been there. You've done that.
This is why I'm always open and down to share my story of what's going on, because you don't know who you're helping that day.
True. That's very true. Yeah. Especially when you do a podcast, you know, most of the time you don't even have any idea who they are. Occasionally you find out. We're finding out more and more, and I'm liking
yes.
that a lot.
Yes.
But, you know, most of the time you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. It's really fun yes. that you can do that, right?
Yeah. Oh, we might have a couple new fans.
Oh, really?
I was on my, I think it was my, was it my Asperger's group or my, I think it's my autism spectrum group. And someone was like, I'm looking for new TV shows, podcasts, something to keep me entertained. Nothing that's too childish, but something that's, you know. So I was like, hey, have you tried the podcast? Blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, and I explained, I was like, there's two autistic people on Thursdays in case you're interested. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people saw that. So we'll see.
So
hi,
great.
Everybody from Facebook.
Yeah. Hello. If you're a new listener, especially from that group, thank you very much for giving us a try. And one thing we can absolutely guarantee is there will be laughs each time. There's yep. going to be fun each time.
Yep.
And yeah, we'll sometimes get into the tougher subjects, but we won't swim in them.
We don't dwell.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't drown in them. Maybe that's the
yeah.
way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we're actually stuck there.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who it was. Somebody at the wedding pointed out, Alex, how you and I are really, really different people. And my comment to them was, yeah. And it just goes to prove you can be really, really different people with different cultural backgrounds and be great friends.
Yeah. Facts.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there's another benefit. Now you get to actually see an example or actually hear an example of that if you're listening to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can all be friends.
Yeah,
you can be friends with anybody you want to. There's no limitations.
Different backgrounds and cultures all up and down this whole week of podcasts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way it is every single time.
So yep.
Very good stuff. All right. So now that you're officially a married lady and in the club, so to speak, what's next on the Alex Scandi radar?
So we were talking about this. We're like, so what's the next upgrade? Because like once you're married, that's it. But then we started, then we're like, no, the next upgrade is business owners. Then the upgrade after that is homeowners. The upgrade Ooh. After that is camper owners, you know? So, and then travel blogs, and we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, so we got goals. We're okay. In the process of opening up a tattoo shop down the street. So
very that's good.
That's the next step.
Yeah. On Main Street?
Right on Main Street. Well, not Main Street, but like the little annex where it goes, like, let me see. I think the Brazilian, what's that called? Brazilian something is over there. That Brazilian restaurant where they do the shawarma.
Okay. I think I know what you mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cool. Well, hey, that's downtown. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
And all those drinks aren't cheap. So that means you're feeling very confident about the business, which is really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mm-hmm. guess Kenny's been doing really well with it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
people
Louise
are like, when are you opening up a shop? And we're like, very soon.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you get that in advance talk,
yeah.
that chatter in advance of,
well, plus all the, there's two tattoo shops on Main Street, three in Hyannis by itself, but everyone's booked up from COVID.
Wow.
And they're overcharging. And I don't know what's going on, but like you can't get an appointment for 2 years. So we're going to get all that backlash. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about entering a market space at the right time.
Exactly, right?
Woo!
Like everyone's going off Cape to go get their tattoos. So it's like, if we open up, we get everybody's snacks.
It kind of makes me wonder during the in season, how much tourist business do you get? I wonder. And you won't know that obviously until you do it, but I would imagine there's a substantial amount.
Because all that traffic is going to stop right there and we're an all glass building.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
So my goodness.
They take walk-ins. They're doing tattoos right here. Giant parking lot. Come on in.
I love it. That's great. Yeah. So you've got some goals set there. And you mentioned you want to be homeowners there. Are you planning to stay on the Cape? Is that the goal?
Yes.
In the Hyannis area?
Hopefully. I don't know. I found this really nice house that I put on my vision board. It's in Brewster. I have the address and everything on my vision board. So
good.
I'm like, no, literally, this is my house. Like, I looked up the plans. I went on Zillow. I'm like, this is my house.
This is it. So, this is the one. Okay.
Kenny's not quite there on the vibe with the manifestations yet. He's not seeing. He's like, how am I going to afford all this house? And I'm like, I'm like, no, you don't worry about that part. That part comes. Don't worry about that. No, just visualize the house.
It takes time.
It does. But he's starting to see. He's like, I don't understand. He's like, well, this isn't working out, so I'm going to go do this. But if I don't want it to happen, the universe doesn't let it happen. So he's like, how are you manifesting all these things and getting in my way?
Well, that's like, the thing. That's what he has to change right there. He has to change the perception that you're getting in his way, because that's not.
Well, he's not actually. I'm getting in his way in a good way, meaning like keeping him from doing stupid stuff.
Well, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But still, that's basically him externalizing, saying it's outside of me. He just has to learn to go inside and trust what's going on inside. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Heck, that's what we spend most of our time trying to learn how to do. Like, I just minimized this really major activity.
It's like the whole thing, but yeah.
Yeah, but other than that.
Yeah. But he's starting to see. He's starting to learn.
That's good. That's
leading
really
by
great.
Example is what I'm doing.
And it was great to meet him and to meet your mom in person for the first
time.
Yes,
everyone was so excited to meet you. So we walk in, and then I think he walked by, and Kenny goes, that's Walt. Yeah, I was like, that has come through in the sharp blue suit. I like it.
It actually wasn't a suit, but I guess it kind of looked like one. It was a navy blue with black pants, so not quite a suit. But
really?
Yeah, it really was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clearly the light was dim. So.
Apparently, yes.
Because it looked like it was all one suit to me. Oh, man.
Yeah, actually, Louise and I kind of worked pretty hard on that. Well, first of all, for me, it's always a challenge because of my size. Just fine.
Well, that's what we were saying. We're like, where does he get his suits? Because
I can't walk into a store. It's not possible.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you met Kenny's stepdad, but he's also very tall. He's like 6'4".
I don't think I did. No.
He was dancing with the lady in the red dress. That's his mom.
I'm trying to remember, but I don't remember him. But anyway, Well, he knows the same thing too, because even at 6'4", it's still a challenge to get clothing. I mean, basically, the good news is with online shopping has made it easier because most places, not all places, but most places that cater to tall, big and tall people will give you clothing measurements, so to speak. So they'll tell you, small, medium and large, but here's what large is. Here's what extra large is. Here's what tall is, so that you can actually measure that and then compare it to your own clothing.
The size chart. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it took a couple of goes. I tried one that didn't quite work so good.
I hear you, man. Trial and error.
That's part of the course. Yeah. Well, actually, I got it within two. That was pretty good, actually.
Oh, that's pretty good. The second
sport jacket came out great. You know, the black pants I already had, and then it was just finding the right tie and time I got right the first time. So it actually was pretty seamless.
Nice. So did you have fun? How did you enjoy the wedding?
We did enjoy it. It was fun. It was interesting to see all your friends and just basically be part of the vibe that you guys had going on there.
Yeah. It was cool. Did you like the table vibe? That was the whole change my life table vibe.
Yeah. I loved your in-home caregivers.
Yep.
we had a really nice conversation with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember what your friend's name is from high school.
Jim.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a nice conversation with him too. Mm-hmm. The doctor apparently had an external thing he had to go do, so he wasn't able to be
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So didn't get a chance to meet him, but yeah, they were great people. We had really nice conversations with them, and yeah, it was nice. It was fun.
Yep.
The food was good.
Right.
We enjoyed that. Yeah.
I was telling you about them Clams Casino, man.
That was the best one as far as mm-hmm. I was concerned.
I agree.
That was really good. Better than the chicken stuffed lobster,
I think.
I think so too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to the clam cakes. Clam cakes were okay, but they weren't as good as the Clam Casino.
They're a little drier than originally when I tried them.
Yeah, a little dry. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, right? You are right.
But let's just put it this way. They weren't Maryland crab. You know, I'm just saying.
True that. We do the best with what we got. So.
That's right. Exactly. Well, they have a very special way of putting together crab cakes. Mm-hmm. So they get credit for that. You know, it's crab cakes from Maryland. It's virtually all other seafood from New England. And then there's Alaskan crab from the Northwest. So, you know.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Florida horns in and tries to claim everything. We just say, yeah, right.
So. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they have big Gulf shrimp. We'll give them credit for that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Which is, by the way, a contradiction in terms. Jumbo shrimp.
That was how I learned what an oxymoron was when I was in fourth grade. I was like, what do you mean? And that's how my dad explained it, jumbo shrimp. And I was
jumbo
like,
shrimp.
I'm going to need to eat an example.
Well, you can eat it. You can just eat it. You can do whatever you want with it, but that's the best one I know of, too.
I'm very textile. I need to know.
Yeah, okay. So, all right, cool. Okay. So you said that the business is going to launch soon in terms mm-hmm. of having a physical location, although it's already going. It's just not in a particular, you know, brick and mortar, as they say.
Exactly. Yep.
But that's coming soon. Mm-hmm. And then you already have the house picked out. And Kenny is kind of panicking how to pay for it, but that's not really the big question.
But that's like my retirement house. Like I'm going to look for like a working house. We'll see.
But the bigger question is it the house that he wants, regardless of whether he feels he can pay for it? Because the vibration of what you really desire is what really matters.
See, but he can't get past the, can I afford it? But he would love to live in a place like that. Like where we stayed, we had the presidential suite and he was like, I would love to live here, but he can't.
All right. Well, that's the right direction though.
Yes.
You know,
and I was like, we can.
And it's all about getting excited and he was getting excited. So that's mm-hmm. a really cool thing.
Yeah.
So that's, exactly. So I could see that happening in a few years at the most.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can see it happening.
The plan is, we're in the process of fixing our credit. So saving up for about 2 years and we're going to see first time home buyers, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Ugh, adulting. Ugh.
Well, if you look at it that way, you're gonna have trouble.
I know. I'm working on it. I am still a work in progress, as I always will be.
Yeah, I think we all are, really.
Yeah. But I think once you admit that.
On the other hand, when you've gotten over the hump of the relationship, which is what mm-hmm. you guys have done. Everything else seems easier, and it's true.
It does.
Because it is easier.
It's just, it's literally like dates to me now. It's just like, oh, okay, 2 years for this, 1 year for this. Just like, it's happening. It's just a matter of the dates.
Oh, and by the way, I was glad to see that, like, every good wedding, yours had the one thing that went wrong.
One thing?
The one, well, maybe there was more than, I only knew about one.
Ah, bro! Let me tell you. But what did you see? I want to know.
Well, trying to get the ring off the pillow.
Oh, that was my favorite part.
That was great. But that's these stories are. The ones that go wrong are the ones that are the best stories.
Yeah, he was like, I got this.
I was wondering, is like he didn't have a pair of scissors to cut it or something?
No, my mom tied it on way too tight, and I think there was a double knot in there somewhere. And then she tied all three of the rings separately. So,
oh jeez,
too many ribbons. She got carried away. She didn't want Mo to lose them. So,
that's
she was very careful. Oh man. That was
and
great.
She though. Surprised me too in that. First I didn't know she was going to officiate. That was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, that was one of the surprises. Yep.
The biggest surprise though was, I kind of expected that she would easily speak up more than she did. She was so quiet the way she did it.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a whole microphone set up. That was another thing that went wrong. A whole podium and microphone set up, but my wedding planner / coordinator was not on top of her game. I have already written a letter. We were late because she never came to the room and got us. My security person was like texting me like, when are you walking? I'm like, why? What time is it? Like, I had no idea what was going on outside of my room. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But thank God for the people that I hired outside, like my other vendors. They took care of everything because this wedding planner, oy vey.
I got to ask about something else, too, because mm-hmm. Lee made a comment about it. The photographers?
Yes.
I mean, they seemed like really nice ladies, but were they really dressed to go to a wedding?
Well, they're not supposed to be. They're photographers. They're not supposed to be mixed in with the other.
Any other wedding I've ever been to, including our own, mm-hmm. they at least make an attempt to dress up to fit the occasion.
Well, no, they're supposed to be behind the scenes.
They're not behind the scenes. They're right up front where we can see them.
Well, yeah, and they were aggressive, but I appreciate it because they got the pictures that we need.
Yeah, and that's good, but that's why you dress up. That's the thing.
I don't know. Well, it didn't matter. At that point, I was so over everything. I was just like, I let it all go. I had a wedding crasher. I let it go.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It was a wedding crasher.
It was a wedding crasher.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness.
Someone who was specifically not invited, invited herself and her child to a childless wedding.
Actually, I think I met her. Yes.
You
I
don't probably
know who she
did.
Was, but I did meet her. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
The child was adorable.
Sure.
I mean, you know, looking for the good side. I do know Louise. I kind of wondered that. Didn't they say this was like an 18
no
over
kids,
wedding?
Yes,
yeah,
the only kids that were supposed to be there were Kenny's daughter, who was in the mm-hmm. wedding,
yes.
my niece, who was in the wedding, mm-hmm. and Kenny's other niece, who was in the wedding.
Okay.
That was it.
Yep. And they were there.
And they were there.
Yes.
But that was supposed to be it.
That was supposed to be it. Mm-hmm. So you had a few things that went wrong, and they all make good stories, don't they?
Yes, they sure do.
They really do. You'll be telling them for years to come. You'll even find ways to turn them into law of attraction stories.
I'm working on it. It's still too new.
It won't take long.
It won't take long.
Trust me, it won't take long at all.
Yeah.
Because they'll just come naturally. You'll realize, that's an example.
The whole Walt, I've been talking for like 3 months about how stressed I was about this one person. She didn't even show up.
Really?
He didn't even show up. Miss, I'm not coming to the wedding unless Alex is friends with me. I'm gonna wear a white dress, blah, blah, blah. Didn't have the audacity. Oh, she caught COVID at 6:30 in the morning. That was her excuse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we wish her a speedy recovery.
She recovered real quick because she was on Facebook Halloween clothes shopping. So the same day.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm.
she recovered real fast.
I'm glad to hear her health is good.
Speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm glad for it too.
Now, something did kind of confuse me because before the wedding, last time you were on was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So last week, obviously, we were getting ready to go through getting married.
But yeah.
2 weeks ago, we were kind of talking about what was upcoming and you wouldn't tell me much, but you said that you'd ordered not one, but two fog machines. I never saw those. Where did they come in?
That was the other thing.
Oh, that was the other thing.
So we had finally decided. I had told this wedding planner I was using fog machines for the first dance. And then later on, we decided, we have two fog machines. So why don't we use the one for the first dance and one when I walk down the aisle?
Okay.
That would have been great. Maybe like an hour before the wedding planner comes to me and says, I don't think we can use the fog machines because the fire marshal hasn't approved it. So now me and my people are calling the fire marshal to try to get approval. The engineer in the building says it should be fine because it's a water-based soluble, so it shouldn't affect the sprinklers or whatever. She was like, I don't want to chance it. So that went out the window.
I can see why you sent a letter.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Not mm-hmm. hard to see.
Yeah.
This is somebody who apparently doesn't have a whole lot of experience with doing things in advance as a wedding planner.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And I asked her specifically, I said, do I need a day of coordinator? Because I was going to hire one. And she said, no, I do all that.
Ah.
Sir.
So she does it vicariously?
Apparently. I don't know what y'all were doing.
She phones it in. She uses Zoom. I mean,
my security person had to say something to her. My DJ said something to her. My sister said something to her. And when my sister gets involved, my sister don't play.
I saw your sister. I didn't get a chance to meet her though. I was sorry.
Oh, but you got to meet my brother, and
meet your brother. Yes. Yeah, your brother was great. I loved him.
He's like, no offense. I had no idea what your podcast was about because I never listened to it. But now that I've talked to Walt, this is my life. I need to talk to y'all, like, seriously. And I was like, yeah,
cool.
I was like, I'll get the link from Walt. And I was like, I'm only on Thursday, so make sure you're not working out that day. But
that's
like,
great.
He uses law of attraction to train all his trainers. Like,
oh, he does.
Yeah. So he's a personal trainer. He trains student athletes. He trains professional athletes. He trains all kinds of people. Yeah, like people pay him to travel and train them.
That is great. What, so, remind me, what's your brother's name? I can't remember your brother's name.
DQ.
What is it?
DQ.
Oh, DQ. Right. Yeah. Yes. So that's cool. I was glad to meet DQ, first of all. And second of all, I love that he is interested in the show. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Especially somebody who actually is, you know, regularly using it in his practice. That's really
cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is fabulous. All right. So let's see. Was there anybody else I didn't meet? I think I got everybody else that was close to you that I knew of.
I'm trying to think. Who didn't you meet?
I'm pretty sure that's about it. So that's good. I have to admit, when I finally got the chance to greet your mom, I tried to get out the words, something like, it's really great to see you for the first time after having, just seen you on camera occasionally. But what came out was just this gibbering blubber that didn't mean anything at all. It was just, I couldn't even get the words to organize in sentences. It just came out as this. It just did not work, but she didn't mind. I didn't mind. We were both
smiling,
gave each other a hug, you know, so it was all good. But I just felt like, well, this is the podcast host who can't even talk.
This is the podcast host in real life.
Yeah, right. the meaning was probably in there somewhere, but it was a series of disconnected phrases that were all incomplete sentences.
You were just excited to meet another tall person. That's what it was.
No, I was excited to meet your mom.
That's true.
That's really what it was.
Yeah.
Because like you said, when the previous time that we'd come to visit you, she hadn't been able to be there. She had to go work that day.
Mm-hmm.
So other than occasionally seeing her poke her head in, you know, before we did a show or something like that.
Right.
I had never seen her.
Plus, you want to know what birthed me.
Well, exactly. And once I saw her, it made total sense.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you and your sister and she, it's clear you're all coming from the same mold. There's no doubt.
Right.
There's no doubt at all. Yeah.
Facts.
That's really cool.
Facts.
So, and I got to tell you too, Louise, when we were going there, she was interested to hear. She had not heard anything about Kenny. She didn't know anything about Kenny. And we met Kenny as soon as we got in the door.
Oh.
So that was great. We had a little quick conversation and so forth.
Nice.
But she said to me, I think just shortly after that, we were sitting waiting for you guys to get ready to do the ceremony and so forth. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I'm kind of glad. I said, why? She said, well, I thought we were going to be the only white people at an all black ceremony.
I'm dead. Help me. I am deceased. Oh my God. But the fact that she didn't mind coming anyway, that's what's...
Oh, no. No, I think I phrased that one wrong. There's actually a cool story from when she was... many years ago, before she became a therapist, she worked for... I don't even know how you describe it. It's one of these homes for... like a day home for kids who come from difficult situations, usually foster care and so forth.
Yeah.
And
like a food program.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was in Rhode Island, and she worked there for about a year. Mm-hmm. And there was one time when she was working there where they had like a bus trip somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly where it was. And one of the kids turns to her at one point and says, have you noticed anything? And she says, what? Mm-hmm. He says, look around. Do you notice anything? And Louis says, oh, I'm the only white person on the bus, aren't I? He says, yeah, you are.
Yep.
So it's not like it was a new experience. She'd had it before. Yeah. It's just, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, we forget that other people not need to be notified, but, like, don't realize because we just talk normally about, like, random stuff. Like,
right,
you don't think to put labels on people. Like, oh, yeah, my white fiance. Like,
yeah, right.
I had the same conversation with my aunt when I first was talking to Kenny. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to marry him. Da, 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 da. She's like, well, send me a picture, girl. So I sent him a picture. She goes, you didn't tell me he was white. I said, I didn't think I had to. That was a stipulation. Like,
I love it. That is.
She's like, it's not. You just didn't tell me. I was like, okay, sorry. Make sure I'll prerequisite everything from now on.
Actually, it's something you and Kenny have in common with my brother and sister-in-law, because my brother's white, my sister-in-law is black. Mm-hmm. And the really fun part is watching my brother and sister-in-law in public.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they get the usual looks and so forth. Mm-hmm. And my brother never sees them.
Same.
Just totally oblivious to them.
Kenny didn't start seeing them until Black Lives Matter. Then all of a sudden, he was like, wait, what? No. Mm-hmm.
That is funny.
I had to teach him all about it. I was like, listen, if the police pull us over, don't act a fool because I'm in the car because I might not make it home. Because I had to teach him about, oh, and me and my brother had a nice conversation about white privilege. And he was like, now I finally get it. I was like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, we get the looks. I mean, not so much at home because on Cape Cod, it's a giant melting pot. Nobody knows. But yeah, other places like when we go off Cape to like New Bedford or something. Yeah, we get the
looks. Yeah, that would make sense. That would make sense. New Bedford especially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, that's just part of.
It is what it is.
Part of life as we are living it today.
I don't notice it. I'm always like, there must be something on my face. Because.
Do I have something on my teeth?
I'm not in that mindset that I'm thinking that that's the issue. I'm like, no, there's something on my person.
Right.
I have a stain somewhere. I feel it. That's the only reason.
That's it. Of course.
Yeah.
Do you look for a mirror to check your teeth? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Then you get home and you're like, oh, they have problems. Got it.
Yeah.
It's all good though.
Yeah. It's, well, I don't know about you. The way I look at it is despite all the craziness that's been going on, things are improving. They've been improving slowly for a long time, very, very slowly. And they're probably going to be slow for quite some time to come, but they're still improving.
Yeah.
And so I look at the improvement.
I agree.
First of all, it's healthier.
Facts.
And second of all, it feels better.
It's easier. It's a lot easier.
Yeah. So go the easy route.
Mm-hmm.
That's my motto.
Exactly. Stress-free is the way to be.
Stress-free is the way to be. I like that. I'm going to write that one down. Mm-hmm. All right. So we outlined a couple of the goals that you guys have set for yourselves. You got the business that's going to be opening soon. You're aiming for the house. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned a third thing beyond that. What was the third one?
What did I say? I said business, house, camper. We're gonna get a camper.
Camper, that's right. Mm-hmm. So you guys want to travel?
Yeah. We love road trips.
Where do you want to go?
Everywhere. All the states.
Everywhere.
All the states.
All the states.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna break my record. I've been in 43.
Ooh. Yeah. I've only been on the East Coast, so I've got a ways to go.
I mean, I'd like to do all 50.
Mm-hmm.
But not camping. I've done the camping thing. I'm done with that one.
I don't know about full out camping, but like in a really nice luxury Airstream, it's not camping.
So borderline glamping.
facts. That's the only way I'll go.
Okay.
Well, that, I can do 2 days in a national park. Like, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, if I'm going to go cross country, like, it's got to be luxury. Like, so I'm looking at this camper. Okay. It's $7 billion.
Seven what?
Million dollars.
Oh, okay. I thought you said billion.
Million.
I mean, so, we're talking like this super big camper here.
But it's a super big camper, but it comes with a Bugatti. So you can get it for 1.7 with just the camper by itself, but with the Bugatti that, and it comes in a garage. It's so the garage. The Bugatti comes out of the garage in the camper, and that's an extra $6 million. So,
oh my God, that is
that's
wild.
What I'm looking at. That's I'm going to travel. I don't know about you. That's how I'm going to Grand Canyon. Okay,
I give you credit. You said, well, and the Grand Canyon is a great destination, by the way.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes, that was I agree.
I loved the canyon. Unfortunately, it's unlikely I'll ever see it again because Louise is so afraid of heights. But nevertheless,
oh,
I had my chance.
I forgot. Yep. Yeah. Never mind. Not going. Nope.
You have a height issue?
I sure do.
Oh, no.
Yes, I sure
do. Oh, no. Now I feel bad. I just talked you out of it.
That's okay. We'll figure something out.
If there's any way you can do it, even like seeing it from afar, like, you know,
I will do it
100 feet away or something.
Say I did it.
You don't have to go up to the edge. You don't have to go up the edge. You can stay back.
Okay. All right. Then I'm cool with
it,
that.
It's not like the thing is so small that you have to be
right. I'll still get the full effect from way back there. Okay.
Not a problem. Not an issue at all.
All right. Then yeah, I'll still.
The path leading up to it will probably be close enough. You say, oh my God.
Well, I kind of witnessed, obviously not in person, but Will Smith for his 50th birthday did a bungee jump in the Grand Canyon.
Did he really?
So from all the drones and everything, you got to see how vast. He did it live on YouTube too. It was great. Oh, oh yeah. It was crazy to watch the whole thing. Woo! It was scary. Because he went up in the helicopter and then bungee jumped down. Oh my God. The anticipation of it all though.
Yeah, well, that he's a movie guy. You know, when you're in the entertainment industry, you learn how to do that build up, and he does it very well. He's really good at it.
Yep. He had Carlton from Fresh Prince hosting the whole thing. So it was like going back and forth, introducing his whole family and how they feel about his 50th birthday. Ramped it up for like 2 hours before he even got on the helicopter.
Oh my God.
I'm like, how long is this live? I've been here for 2 hours. Can we get on the plane already? Show me around. Like, what's going on?
Well, the actual jump probably takes a minute. You got to do something with the rest of the time. To
I didn't think about that part. I was just like, I'm over it already. Like, let me know when he jumps. Like, I'll be back. But, you know, from a production point of view, I totally get why they did what they did.
Yeah, of course. And it worked. Just,
as a viewer, I was very upset.
And they had you watching every minute.
No, I made a snack and came back.
You did. Okay.
I was like, I can always find, but I can't fast forward.
But you didn't leave the room.
Yes, I did.
I mean, let's put it this way. You didn't leave the room for an extended period of time.
No, 10 minutes.
Yeah. See, they had you. You were on the hook.
The station was still on. They knew they had me.
They definitely did. That's good. I'm not sure that I would actually be interested in bungee jumping into the Grand Canyon. I could see flying in a plane or something like that.
But it was one of his bucket list items, so he had to do it.
Wow. Of course, you never know. My brother went to New Zealand before he got married, before he met Yona. He was on a business trip in New Zealand, and he bungee jumped off a bridge there. And when he told us about that, I said, you really did? He had the photos and everything. Like, oh, my God.
Wow. Nope. Not me, bro.
Not
I stay on the ground and hold the purses. That's my job.
Yep. Well, you know, it's a good job.
Yeah, because Kenny was like, oh, we should go skydiving. And I was like, I'll be here when you get back.
Yes, right.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. All right. So we already know we have a good idea of what the three main goals are that you're aiming for now that you've achieved this one.
Mm-hmm.
Having achieved this one, how much easier do you think it's going to be with the next ones?
A lot easier, I think, because everything's already set. Well, actually, no. Planning the wedding, everything was already set. But I feel like these goals I have more control over, if that makes sense.
Why? Why do you feel like you have more control? Because this is an important point. I mean, we've been having a lot of
fun. Because there are so many intricate people that needed to be moved around in certain places. I couldn't control where everyone was, what time they got there, blah, blah, blah. But like, this is like, you sign the piece of paper, things happen. You know where the schedule is. You know where everyone's supposed to be. It's just, I have control issues. I'm coming to terms with it. It's a recent discovery. I'm talking with my therapist. We're working on it.
But that's good.
Yeah.
That's unearthing the stuff.
But here's the thing, though. I feel like the control issues work for me, though. Because I'm very, very organized. And anytime somebody doesn't know where something is or where someone is, I always do.
Well, of course they work for you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be issues.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the way it works.
I was like, listen, because my brother was making fun of me about my itinerary for the wedding. And he was like, yeah, I got it. It's second by second. I mean, I do. Because I'm literally like, 5:43, Alex gets dressed. Like, it was literally second by second. So I understand from an outside looking point of view how it looks. But from someone who has OCD, this is very organized for me. And this is how I live my life. So
it's the TikTok version.
Well, how so?
1 minute at a time.
Well, now TikTok is 3 minutes now.
Oh, all right. Well, you know.
But yeah, you're right. Exactly. Because I feel like, and this is going to sound weird, but from a controlling person's point of view, if you can figure it out minute by minute, eventually you can move out to hours and days and it moves along smoothly. And that's just how it works.
So it sounds to me like part of what you're going to be learning about yourself
mm-hmm.
as you work on these next goals that you're trying to attract is letting go of the minute by minute control.
Hopefully. I don't know. Like I said, it's been working for 38 years. So I don't, it's a hard nut to crack. I don't know if I'll ever give it up because like I said, it's been working for 38 years.
And you could very easily continue to do things that way.
I can, but I think I'll shift it so that it works for everyone too.
Well, more precisely, you got to be ready for another 38 years.
Right.
Because that's why it takes 38 years.
Yes. Yeah. Facts. Good point, Walt. Good
yeah.
point.
So, I mean, I'm sure you could do that. I have a feeling you actually want to have the first goal achieved before the 38 year mark.
Oh, yeah. Like before next year. Like
yeah. And the second one probably before the 38 year mark as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably is a good idea to work on letting go of, you know, minute by minute control.
Only when I'm planning a party, though. Or Dave, I'm in charge of planning a day of something. That's when I do my itinerary. But other than that, I'm just like, no, because even with Kenny's schedule, I'm very on top of it. But that's from a business point of view. It has to be that way.
Well, let's be honest. There are times where it is valuable to have stuff planned down to the minute like that.
Yeah, like when we're charging by the hour, we need to make sure we're on top of our game.
Absolutely. You got to keep things moving, and that makes total sense.
Yeah.
But does that mean that you want to make it a lifestyle?
Not necessarily a lifestyle, just a work way.
A work way, okay.
A way. We work at work. That's a work way.
Okay. So the way you're talking, it sounds like you're going to be like directly involved in the business.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your role? Do you have a title or you know, a defined
role? We haven't decided my title yet because I do so much. So I manage Kenny. So I make sure he's on top of his game. I make sure he has all his supplies. I make sure his schedule is not conflicted. I make sure he's had enough days off. I make sure he eats. You know, so I do that, and then I also
and I have to interrupt and ask. He actually does want that, I presume.
He can't do it himself. he's done it by himself, and it doesn't work well. But when I manage him, it's like, and even our business partner is like, okay, Alex has to manage Kenny, like that's her job, and he's like, I'm in charge of the finance, she's in charge of Kenny.
Okay, but you didn't actually answer the question. He well, actually wants that, right?
Yes, he needs
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
You're in charge of this.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
I mean, you don't want to be pushing this on him.
No, no, I would never push. No.
Okay.
I don't, no. I'm not one of those people that's like pushes people because it's something they're good at.
Mm-hmm,
I push you because this is what you want.
Okay. All right. As long as that's, if that's the case, then it's great. Then that works.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
And I also manage the social media.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you are a minute by minute person.
This is what I'm saying.
What we're talking about here is taking what could be a detriment and turning it into an asset.
Yeah, exactly.
And doing it in such a way, ideally, where you don't take it so far that it becomes a detriment.
Right. Yeah.
Balance.
Like, I don't need to plan out my day every day. Like, it's not that bad. But if it's like, okay, we have to be at the airport at this time. Okay, I have to make an itinerary. Otherwise, something's going to get left behind. I got to make a checklist. I got to make an itinerary. We got to know what time we're leaving in the car. All right, don't get me started. Anyway. And Kenny just doesn't understand how, because I'm naturally caffeinated. I don't need coffee to wake up in the morning. So, like, I'll get up 7 a.m. and I'll just be like, I didn't unpack from last night. And then he'll wake up and everything's unpacked. When did you get up? How did you wake up and do stuff? And he's like, he doesn't like it because we'll wake up at the same time. He goes straight for the coffee pot. I go straight for the broom because I got to clean. Like, I got to start my day off clean. I just can't. And he's like, I don't understand how you can just get up and clean. Like, don't you want to relax? I don't need to relax. I just slept. What do you mean?
You're like Cindy Chavez. She figures the most productive part of the day is between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m.
I agree. Get your cleaning done before 8 a.m. That way you can watch your trash TV all day on your couch. Yes. Yes. That's why I don't like phone calls before 10 a.m. because I'm busy.
You're too busy. You can't take the. I'm sorry. I can't take this call right now.
No. I got to mop my floor. It's 9 a.m. Get it all done so you can relax all day. Yes.
Oh, I love it. Okay. We only have a couple minutes left. I got to ask you one more question. And it's an important one because I should have touched on it before. But you now have a stepdaughter.
I do. Yes. Taylor.
Talk about that for Taylor. Talk about your relationship with Taylor for about a minute.
So I met Taylor. She's a really cool kid. I met her when she was 15. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's 17 now. And she's a superstar. She does basketball. She's working now. Oh my God. She's getting ready to drive. She's looking at colleges. It's crazy. Never wanted kids, but always was open to a situation where if a man already had kids, and if it was long enough away from the baby mama that it wasn't going to be any drama, I'm here for it. And she came already prepped, ready to go, grades and everything, 15 years old, already wrapped up and diaper trained and everything. I was like, yes, I like this.
Now that's the way to have a kid.
Call me an instant parent. Here we are. Add water and let dry. So.
But I'm gathering that you and she have a good relationship.
We do have a good relationship. Yeah, and I think it's mainly because I'm a totally different person from who he's used to dating. So she's just so relieved.
Oh, nice.
Relieved that her father has become a different person and found someone for him.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what matters the most because that's what the basis of the relationship is. The two people, what they're bringing into it is what
works. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been fun. I have to admit, the wedding was fun, but this is even more fun. So thank you for sharing all the intimate details of where Alex and Kenny Scandier are heading in the next few years. It's going to be a good thing.
It's going to be a great next few years.
We, of course, miss Dan Mangana, but he'll be back next week or two. I'm not sure if it's next week or the following, but he'll be back. So we're looking forward to that. But in the meantime, thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.